The skyship flew over the hill and the sea where Castle Moidal had once stood.
No castle stands there now.
Corum looked down on it with a sense of regret, which was quickly gone, for the euphoria of the potion was still upon him, and soon they had reached the coast of Lumanesh.
The land seems normal.
Perhaps we are in luck, Corum. Perhaps the sickness of chaos has not yet reached here.
But after a while, they saw small groups of riders, rarely more than three or four, rushing wildly through fields and forests, attacking any other group they came upon. Corum's apathy slowly changed to horror.
So many corpses. Women fighting women. Children fighting children.
What is it, Prince Corum?
Be glad that you must look at the controls, Shari, and can only look down occasionally. I am glad that Relina still sleeps and cannot witness it.
What shall we do?
Make haste for Halvig Nanvaka. There is nothing we can do for them until we discover what causes their madness.
Jari took the bottle from his pouch and held it up.
Not even this?
No, there is not enough. Besides, how could we persuade them to take it? If we are to save any lives at all, we must attack that which attacks us.
How do you attack a madness, Corum?
That we must discover. I pray that the Temple of Law still stands, and that Arkin will come to it if we attempt to summon him.
Jari jerked his thumb downwards.
This is like the madness which touched them before.
Only it is stronger. Before, it merely nibbled at their brains. Now it eats them entirely.
They destroy all that they rebuilt. Is there any point
they
in...
They can rebuild again. There is a point.
Very well. I wonder where my cat has gone.
Corum.
Ralina smiled at Corum as if she had forgotten all that had recently passed, but then she frowned as if remembering a nightmare.
Corum?
It is true, and we are at Halvig now, over the Temple of Law. The Floral City seems deserted. I do not know the explanation. I half expected to see the city in flames, but instead...
Save for one or two damaged buildings and gardens, it is intact.
Yet none walk its streets or patrol its walls.
And the palace is unoccupied, as far as I can tell.
Jari brought the skyship down, as he had learned to do when, in gentler times, Widitha Horn had taught him its secrets. They landed in a wide, white street. Nearby stood the Temple of Law, of but one story and without ostentatious decoration. A simple building with a sign over its portal. A single, straight arrow. The Arrow of Law.
I wish such quiet made me hopeful.
Only one way to find out, Corum.
My legs are trembling.
The combination of the flight and the potion has weakened us somewhat.
It was then that a figure appeared in the doorway. His clothes were torn and bloody, and one eye had been gouged from his old face. He was sobbing, but his hands clawed out at them like the talons of a wounded, ferocious animal.
It is Alarion, the priest! Alarion and Nevish! The sickness is upon him, too.
It will be all right, my friend. Jari, help me.
The old man was weak and he could not resist when Corum and Jari grasped him, pinning his arms to his sides.
The potion, Jari.
Jari removed the stopper of his bottle with his teeth and dabbed a little of his potion on his finger.
I'm afraid you might need to force his jaws open, Corum.
I am sorry about this, my dear Alarion.
It will be but a second.
Jari smeared the stuff on Alarion's tongue. The priest's eyes were rolling, his nostrils dilating like those of a horse in fever.
It works fast.
Indeed.
The priest's body went limp, and he began to slide to the ground.
Let us take him into the temple.
When they lifted him, he offered no resistance. They laid the priest on the floor in the coolness of the temple.
Corum? The chaos fury leaves me. I am myself again, or almost so.
What has happened to the folk of Halvig, Alarion? Are they all destroyed? Where have they gone?
They are mad. Not one was sane by yesterday. I fought the sickness as long as I could.
But where are they?
Gone. They are off in the hills, on the plains, in the forests. They are hiding from each other, attacking each other from time to time. Not one man trusted another, and so they left the city, you see.
Has Lord Arkin visited your temple? Has he spoken to you?
Once, early on. He told me to send for you, but I could not. No one would go, and I knew of no other way of reaching you, Prince Corum. And when the rage came, then I was in no state to receive Lord Arkin. I could not summon him as traditionally I summon him every day.
Summon him now. The whole world is possessed by chaos. Summon him now, Illyrian.
I am not sure.
You must.
I will try.
He now must fight against the euphoria of the potion, Corum.
I will try. Help me to my feet.
And Illyrian tried. He tried for the rest of that afternoon, chanting the ritual prayer to Law.
O forces of Law, defenders of the...
How fares Illyrian, Relina?
I worry about him, Corum. He has been chanting the ritual prayer to Law all afternoon. His voice grows hoarse.
For many years, that prayer went unanswered when Law was banished and Arioch ruled in the name of Chaos.
But recently, the prayer has summoned the great Lord of Law.
Sometimes.
And how many times did Lord Arkin appear at the temple on his own, in the name of our cause? How often has he summoned us?
It appears that now there is no answer.
Lord Arkin does not hear. Or if he hears, he cannot come. Is Chaos returned in all her power, Corum?
Perhaps.